It's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. It's my sincerest desire for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and safer. My name is Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. This podcast is the longest running, single-hosted, spiritually based radio internet talk show in America. It has been on the air for over 20 years. I bring you information about the disease of addiction, your purpose in life, and investigative reporting on truth just below the surface. Let's set the record straight. Twin flames are not soulmates. Our guest today is L. Harry, one of the world's leading experts on twin flames. She says twin flames are actually the same soul. The soul inhabits two physical bodies when it is incarnated here in the 3D physical world, with separate polarities, like a magnetic negative positive charge, in order for a soul to return to this play, it had to accommodate the duality of our earthly manifested existence. So it splits in two, one part going into one body and one into another. Your twin flame is your identical soul with the opposite charge. Soulmates are just one speck of our shared divine essence, but they are not the direct match that a twin flame is. This is just one of the interesting facts that illuminate our guest, L. Harry's Twin Flames Exposed, why most of what you think about, you know about twin flames isn't true, and how understanding the truth is the key to being with your twin flame in this lifetime. It's a short primer on this oft-debated subject. Can you meet and find love with your twin flame? Hell knows from experience, it was her own painful twin flame journey that sent her on a search out of the misery she experienced at the loss of her twin flame relationship, short-lived as it was. It was the single most painful experience in her life, unable to even get out of bed or leave the house. After several false starts, she found a teacher, a woman who was the world's leading expert on twin flames. She agreed to take Elle on and impart all that she knew to her apprentice before leaving her mortal existence. Today, Elle has assumed her mantle and is guiding those challenged twin flame couples to a peaceful and loving coexistence that realizes the utmost soul-matching joy and sexuality achievable in this terrestrial life. Hill was a lawyer, and in her desire to help others navigate their own path toward ascension, she now, as the founder and CEO of L. Hart Universal LLC and creator of the Be With Your Twin Flame and Mastery of Ascension Alchemy brands, she helps students learn to unconditionally love themselves and manifest their greatest dreams. Her mission is driven by passion to expand people's awareness of the truth of the twin flame journey and to assist humanity's spiritual ascension on a global scale. Elle has written 4 best-selling books, including Twin Flames Exposed, Love Exposed, Yes I Can, and Savvy Spirituality, The Sophisticated, Fun, and Fabulous Person's Ultimate Guide to Everlasting Happiness. And it is with great pleasure that I have for you today, Elle Harry. Elle, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Well, we discussed the fact that my back went out on me on Saturday, and this is the first day that I've been able to get out of bed. But this was such an important show that I wasn't going to miss it a second time. So here we go. Elle, define a twin flame.
Well, a twin flame is kind of what you just said in the intro. It's one soul inhabiting two bodies. So everyone has and is a twin flame. It's necessary for the soul to, like you also said in the intro, make two opposites of itself in order to assimilate energetically into the energetic paradigm of the third dimension, which is our physical world. And that energetic paradigm of the third dimension is one of opposites and duality. And you can see that where we have up and down, hot and cold, in and out, light and dark, good and bad, right? So our soul needs to make two opposites of itself in energetic terms, because the soul is energy like everything else. Opposites are called polarities. So one polarity is in one physical body of one twin flame, and the other polarity is in the physical body of the other twin flame.
Well, everybody in the world talks about finding their soulmate. That's not the same thing as finding a twin flame exactly, is it?
No, it's not. So the twin flame is you. It's your soul. You share the exact same soul. A soulmate is what the name implies, a mate of your soul. So every living being has and is a soul. And a soul is basically energy. And so a soulmate is any other living being that comes into your life. There's various degrees of soulmate. There's the common connotation, you know, romantic soulmates, lovers, those level of soulmates. But also family members are soulmates, friends are soulmates, coworkers are soulmates, and even pets and animals can be soulmates.
Oh, so different concept to grasp easily. But we may talk more about that.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd love to talk more about it, sure. So because the soul is energy, just like everything else, everyone is energy. That's what we are. And each person's soul has its own unique frequency of vibration that they share with no one and nothing else in the entire history of the cosmos other than their twin flame. So people's soulmates, they resonate with their vibration. Soulmates resonate with the soul vibration of the other soulmates, but only to certain degrees, not exactly. The only person that resonates exactly with your energetic vibration of your soul is your twin flame. So that's why we have different varying degrees of soulmates, because there's various ways that other people's energetic frequency and vibration will resonate with our energetic frequency and vibration.
So let me get this straight. The twin flame is yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
And I've interviewed a lot of people over the years about this, and they talk about finding your twin flame, how to and tips and stuff like that. But actually, by your definition, it's finding yourself.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's the whole point of it. So first of all, I want to clarify that everyone has crossed paths with their twin flames in every, already. Like, they could have grown up next door to their twin flames. They could be married to their twin flames right now, in relationships with their twin flames, work with their twin flames, whatever. They just don't know that they're twin flames, and that's fine and perfect. It doesn't matter if they know or not. It's what you call it doesn't really matter. It's just a label in that sense. But what happens is at some point, and this only happens when the soul is ready, you can't choose it, you can't decide it, you can't, you know, it happens on the deepest subconscious level. You don't even know or feel when it happens. But at some point, your soul recognizes itself within the physical body of your twin flame. And at that moment, the two polarities that that we spoke about in the two separate bodies of the twin flame, those polarities become activated. And at that activation, they start to build up. And as they build up, it causes the two twin flames to come together like magnets. And they just feel in, you know, this incredible, intense, you know, just connection with each other. But those polarities continue to build up until they reach what I call the tipping point. And at that point, they start to manifest physically. And as the polarities manifest physically, they do it in a push-pull dynamic. So one twin flame is a push polarity. The other twin flame is a pull polarity. The push polarity pushes their energy onto the pull twin flame, while the pull twin flame pulls away from the push twin flame as they do this in tandem. So as you can see, it ends up being almost impossible for the two physical bodies of the twin flames to be physically together for any sustained amount of time while they're involved in this push-pull dance going on. So that's really what's going on under the surface of it all.
All right. Now, you talk about in your book the twin flame journey, and give us a little bit more about what that journey is.
Sure. So the twin flame journey is where I just described soul recognition. When the soul recognizes itself within the physical body of the other twin flame and starts the activation of the polarities within each twin flame, that is the start of the twin flame journey. And that's really the only reason why we even know about twin flames or call it twin flames or what, you know, the definition of twin flames is, just so that people can understand when they're going through this journey what it is that they're experiencing, because it's very confusing. It's very heart-wrenching, soul-wrenching. It's a painful process at first until you know how to actually neutralize the polarities within yourself and your twin flame, which is how you navigate the journey. But it's because of that, the journey is one of self-love. It's not a journey. It's not, the point of it is not just to have a physical relating experience with your twin flame. Sure, that's usually the catalyst. Sure, that could be an amazing byproduct, but that's not the point of the journey. This is a journey of self-love. Like we said, our twin flame shows us the deepest part of ourselves, which is our energy, our soul energy, for us to see and then accept without judgment. And in so doing, we alchemize it into love energy and shift closer into alignment with our true self, which is our soul.
Well, as I understand from reading your book, we're not here meant to try to do anything to find, go out of our way to find a twin flame, that when the soul is ready, that will be revealed. Did I get that right?
Right, yes, that's exactly right. Yes, it's up to the soul. When the soul is ready, the soul decides. And again, it's not anything conscious on our part. We can't even feel when it happens. It's not like all of a sudden you're struck by lightning or, you know, you feel this aha moment. It's not like that, like the way, you know, the romance novels or movies would like to describe it. That's not how it works.
And so would your advice be, if you want to have a relationship with your twin flame, then you have to better understand your own soul in order to be able to do that?
Yes. So once you have soul recognition and you're on the twin flame journey, in order to have, you know, any kind of physical relationship with your twin flame, you need to balance, we call it balance out, but it's really neutralizing the push-pull polarities that I described. And what how it works is the push twin flame is the one that usually comes looking for help. So they're the ones that we, you know, we work with. That's what I was. I'm the push twin flame. And you don't switch back and forth. One twin flame is always the push. The other is always the pull. So the push twin flame comes looking for help. They learn how to stop the push energy, which in turn stops the pull energy of the other twin flame. Because by definition, for polarity, you need two. So if you don't have one of the polarities, you no longer have the push, there's no longer going to be another polarity in the pull. And the process to do this, the process to stop the push energy of the push twin flame is the push twin flame has to see that energy. That energy is actually the denied energetic shadow part of themselves. So they need to see it and identify it, understand what it is, accept it without judgment. In other words, don't resist it. And it alchemizes, it transmutes into love energy because it's actually fear-based energy. All duality and polarity and the whole paradigm of the third dimension, our physical reality, is fear. Which is fine because that's why our souls incarnate here to begin with. Because with fear, with duality, is how you learn about things, right? If we didn't know what up was, we wouldn't know what down was, right? Because you need one or the other to sort of compare and contrast with each other to learn what they are, right? And so that's exactly how the soul learns about itself, how we learn about ourselves through the twin flame journey. The pull twin flame shows the push twin flame the part of themselves they need to see. And then they do the balancing work for both twin flames. And then at that point, there's no longer a push-pull going on, so the soul can bring its two physical bodies together.
Well, you'll have to admit that this whole concept is difficult at best to understand. And
yes, it transcends the mind. It certainly does.
Over a lot of truthful content. There will be people listening today who said, well, I just don't get it. Now, you are a counselor at the same time as an author and everything. Can people ask you questions about their lack of understanding, or do you do that?
Oh, yes, for sure. Of course. They can reach out to us on any of our social media. We answer questions in videos on our YouTube channel, so people will submit questions, and we have a series called Question of the Week where we'll answer a video about it. And of course, they can reach out through our website or through email as well. I'm very happy to answer questions.
Could you go over some of those things? And I will tell the people right now, to get out a pen and paper, so when Elle gives you some addresses or links or whatever she's going to give you, you'll be able to write that down and follow them. So have at it. Give our people some kind of constructive path to get to you.
Okay, sure. So you can get to us through email would probably be a good one. And you can do that through admin, it's called, at admin, at bewithyourtwinflame.com. That's also the name of our website. Our website is bewithyourtwinflame.com, and you can reach out to us through there as well. Also, you can always comment and send us DMs through social media. Our Instagram is at bewithyourtwinflame. And our YouTube channel is also Be With Your Twin Flame.
Okay, some good ways to get to you to ask more questions. Now, your book is not very long, about 86 pages, as I remember. I could be off. But it's got so much good information impacted in this book that you need to take a yellow magic marker and mark the things that you think are important so that you can go over and read them again. One of my mentors told me that for new information, it takes on the average of 6 times of reading it before you get the maximum out of it. So just to read the book through and not do that, you won't get the full potential. And so I would advise you to do that. And the title is Twin Flames Exposed. The subtitle is Why Most of What You Think You Know About Twin Flames Isn't True. How understanding the truth is the key to being with your twin flame in this lifetime. Okay. So I read a little bit in your bio about how you first interacted with your twin flame, how it was a short-lived interaction, how to a certain extent it was toxic, how you were heartbroken or very emotionally involved with this. What can you tell us about your personal experience that might help someone who is trying to follow your suggestions and the path on the twin flame journey?
Sure. So first of all, it's important to understand what it is you're going through. So the twin flame journey can very much resemble or imitate on the surface a toxic relationship or a toxic relating pattern, I guess. But it's different. It's different in the way that neither twin flame is intentionally doing anything to hurt or manipulate or, otherwise, try to get something from the other twin flame. You know, it's all about this energy. The push-pull polarized energy is fear-based energy. And it also controls the mind. So it makes the mind like, the push twin flame's mind can only focus on the pull twin flame. The pull twin flame's mind, because the energy is pulling away from the push twin flame, can focus anywhere but on the push twin flame. But it's not as if, either one of them are trying to manipulate or get something out of it. So that's very important to understand. But it's hard to know that that's, what's going on when you're stuck in the thick of it, right? When you're in the middle of it. So from my experience, what happened was I'd actually just gotten out of, a contentious divorce. I was a single mom of two young preschool kids, and I met my twin flame, and we were together for 6 weeks, 6 weeks only, but it was very intense, very, we were brought together like magnets. You almost can't not be with the person. And then all of a sudden, our energies went into the push-pull, and my twin flame pulled away. And I was left devastated, shattered. I was a puddle on the floor every day. I just would drop my kids off at preschool, come home, and lay on my floor in my bedroom and cry and just, beg the universe to take me somehow. It was more than a heartbreak. I'd never acted like that over any kind of breakup before. I mean, I was unfamiliar to myself. I didn't recognize myself, and that was really scary as well. Also, with twin flames, not only can you just feel like you can't move on, you don't recognize yourself. Again, if you're the push twin flame, all you can do is focus on the pull twin flame. So it's almost like obsessive focusing. So you don't recognize yourself in the fact that, why am I obsessing over someone I'm not like that. I don't obsess over people. So that was another thing. Then there's always an element of core wound pain is what it's called. And that's some kind of pain or feeling in either your heart, your solar plexus, or your sacral chakra, one of those three chakras. And the pain, it's on a spectrum, but it can range anywhere from a tightening and a clenching pain all the way to like feeling like you've been completely disemboweled and your soul has been pulled out of your body there. And that's where I was. I was on the far end. I was, to the worst degree that my teacher had ever seen, and also that I have yet to see with any of our students as well to this point. But I guess maybe that's because this is somehow became my purpose. I mean, I had to understand that to help people. I don't know. But anyway, it was really, you know, it's debilitating. And, you know, I couldn't function. I could not function. And I had, you know, tried to get help through 13 other different people, from therapists to spiritual advisors to psychics. Tried to cut the cord, have all that done. Of course, that doesn't work because you can't cut the cord with yourself. It's your own soul. So nothing was working. And finally, 6 months like that, I called into a psychic hotline, and some psychic that I talked to, she mentioned twin flames. Now, this was 8 years ago. Twin flames was not even a buzzword in the spiritual circles. So this was the first time I had heard of that. So then I Googled it, and like two entries came up on Google. And the first one was who became my teacher, and she's in Australia. And I signed up for her right away. And working with her in 2 weeks, I was functioning and normal again. Within a month, I was actually happy. And within 3 months, I magnetized my twin flame back into my life. And and she was just amazing. She saved my life. And I continued to work with her every day for 2 years, because the twin flame journey is just a part of the overall ascension process. And ascension is when we will have no more fear-based energy, and we'll be totally aligned 100% with our soul, which is love energy. And, you know, the twin flame journey is just one part of that whole process and path. And so I still continued to work with my teacher about that. And then she passed on 2 years after I started working with her. And that's when I wrote, it's because of that I wrote my book, Twin Flames Exposed, just because I figured there was other people that had to have been, you know, dealing with the same thing, that now they wouldn't even have the benefit of my teacher there and her amazing teachings to help them. And then I wrote the book, and I put it on Amazon. And before I knew it, all these people were reaching out to me, asking me to help them. And that's how I became a teacher myself. So I'll just kind of build on from there.
There was something that I had heard in passing that I would like an explanation about, and that is the runner twin flame and the chaser twin flame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that's in my book, Twin Flames Exposed. I expose and dispel like the most common myths about twin flames. That's one of them. Running and chasing kind of implies that, you know, they're doing it intentionally. Like one of the twin flames is running away from the other one while the other one's chasing them. But again, none of this is intentional, meaning it's just the energy that's so strong that's causing the push-pull dynamic to happen. But no twin flame is running from the other twin flame. That's not what's going on. You know, it's kind of a misconception, because again, it's not intentional. It's just the energy, and to focus on what the twin flames are doing physically is not going to be helpful to this journey. And that's where so many people really kind of, you know, exacerbate it and make it more painful and longer than it needs to be, because they're focusing on the physical aspect and what's going on with their twin flame and, you know, what it looks like it's doing and all of that. But this journey is a journey of the soul. It transcends the mind. It has to take place on that level. And so that's part of the learning process of this journey as well, is learning how to approach it from a higher perspective. And as you do the process of alchemizing the fear-based push energy, remember, it's part of ascension, and ascension means to rise up. So you do rise up in your perspective out of the physical world perspective and start to view it from, you know, almost like a bird's eye view, but from a higher level, which is the level of your soul. So you no longer rely on your physical senses as much regarding it, but you just get in tune with your soul energy. And that's where you're able to really work with yourself and know yourself on that level.
Well, over the years, I have interviewed people, and part of their marketing for their for their story, for their book or whatever, went back to the physical with the idea that your twin flame provides you with the greatest sexual experience that you possibly could have. But from talking to you and reading your work and everything, it's not all necessary to have a physical romantic relationship with a twin flame. Is that right?
That's exactly right. In fact, like half of our students, once they're balanced. Now, until you have the push polarities neutralized, until you have it neutralized and balanced is what we call it. That energy is, remember, it's obsessive and it's fear-based, so it only is focused on the pull twin flame. So, but once it's balanced, neutralized, then the focus isn't there. And so you're calm and you're good and you know you're whole and complete, whether or not your twin flame is with you physically or not. And in this case, so like half of our students, many of them, it's very common for twin flames to meet each other when one or both of them are married to other people or in relationships with other people. That's just one of the commonalities. There's usually some kind of physical type of a barrier that would make or break other relationships that occur with twin flames. And so that's one of them. So we have like half of our students who, once they balance out their push energy and they're no longer fixated and obsessed on the physical form of their twin flame, they're able to have even better relationships with their non-twin flame spouses and other soulmates and stuff than they've ever had before. Just because it's really a journey of self-love. And when you feel whole and complete, no matter who you're relating with physically, you love yourself. So it comes from within. And, you just radiate that out, and other people feel that.
Well, you said earlier that your twin flame doesn't even have to be a human soul, that a soul of a pet could be a twin flame.
No, that's not your twin flame. That's a soulmate. Your twin flame is a human soul.
A human soul, okay. So I didn't get that right, but... At any rate.
No, that's okay.
Well, this is a remarkable book. I really enjoyed reading it. And I think
that
everybody would benefit from the things that you've written in here. I've got a Twitter account with over 2,000 quotes from important people and ideas and it's got a good following. Would you mind me quoting you with giving you credit for the quote on my Twitter account?
Oh, not at all. I would love that. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
Because I've highlighted a number of things that I think are important enough that it needs to be on there. I just wanted to make sure it was okay if I shared your work and your thoughts with the world.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, we're coming toward the end of the time for our program today. Is there anything that you would like to say to tell our listening audience that we haven't talked about today?
Yes, I would. I just think, really, if you're someone that's, going through heartbreak and you just find it so hard to move on or let go, and, you've given it a fair amount of time to do so. Everyone needs to grieve. Everyone deserves that time. But if you've given it a fair amount of time to do so and it's just debilitating you in ways and really distracting you, from functioning normally or happily, then really consider that you might be experiencing a twin flame journey. There are so many people out there experiencing twin flame journeys, and they don't know what it is because it's not yet mainstream. They'll blame it on a toxic relationship or, just sit there trying to get their ex back. But none of that stuff works with twin flames because, again, that's all focused on the physical being and the more we focus on the physical aspect of it, the more the push energy pushes out and pushes our physical form of our twin flame away. So it's sort of like a paradox. But I would encourage anyone who is going through heartbreak, you know, and it, you know, you just know it's like different this time. It just feels different than other heartbreak. Then seriously, consider looking into learning a bit more about Twin Flame Journey and see if that resonates with you. And we have so much content on our YouTube channel, Be With Your Twin Flame. It's a really great channel. We provide a lot of videos and a lot of content. And we also, I also have a podcast, Twin Flame Truth. You can find it wherever you get podcasts. And it just to really understand, see if you resonate, because I've been there. I get it. And trust me, there's nothing else that can help when you're on this journey. You have to do it from this level of the soul. And that's the whole point of it, though. And it does end up being beautiful. It's a beautiful blessing and a gift. So, yeah, I really wish all lots of love for anyone listening who is might be experiencing that.
Well, Ellen, it was delightful to have you on the program today and to tell our audience about something that they may never have been exposed to before. Twin Flames Exposed is the book. And I hope they'll get a copy of it, because it could very well be one of the most dramatic things that you could do, an action step in order to resolve some of these issues. And thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.